On Saturday afternoon, we arrested two people in connection with the Becky Watts missing person investigation.
Nathan Matthews and his girlfriend, Shauna Hoare, were first arrested nearly 2 weeks after the teenager went missing. Following his arrest for murder a few days later, Matthews told officers where Becky's dismembered body was. He admitted killing her in a written confession, but broke down in a police interview at the thought of it being read out.
Are you going to have to read that statement?
No. There are a couple of ways we could get around this.
Obviously, I don't want that to be read to someone.
All along, Matthews denied he planned to murder Becky, claiming he just wanted to kidnap her to teach her a lesson.
I came up with the idea to scare her, because, to try and basically make her more appreciative.
Becky's body was taken back to the house he shared with Shauna Hoare. In the days that followed Becky's death, he was caught on CCTV buying a circular power saw. He cut up her body and hid it in a nearby shed. Matthews claimed Shauna Hoare had nothing to do with what happened. She denied involvement too, telling officers in a police interview she was disgusted at his actions.
I felt sick looking at him, knowing what he did. And yeah, I didn't always like Becky, but she was a nice enough girl.
Hoare's been cleared of murder but found guilty of manslaughter. There were shouts of yes from the public gallery as the verdicts were delivered at Bristol Crown Court today. In a statement read outside court by a police officer, Becky's mum, brother and nan described her as a loyal, smiley and caring person.
It has been difficult and at times deeply distressing for us to listen to the evidence in this case. Not only the detail of her death and what happened afterwards, but also having to listen to how some people described Becky.
Both Matthews and Hoare were totally emotionless as the verdicts were read out. They'll be sentenced at 10 a.m. on Friday.